Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. At Liberty Coin Service, we get asked which precious metal appears to be the most underpriced. When we review the data on mine output, recycling activity, industrial and investment demand, commodity market trading action, and existing inventories, silver stands out far ahead of gold, platinum, and palladium as the best value today. For most of the past two decades, the supply and demand factors for platinum and palladium have been in rough balance. Because of this, I was almost the only one years ago to predict that the price of platinum, which had been much higher than gold, was destined to drop below the yellow metal. Platinum's price fell below gold in early 2015 and now trades at about a one-third discount. I am not impressed by platinum or palladium's appreciation prospects. Because of strong demand for physical gold by central banks and investors outside of America, in conjunction with mounting evidence that the U.S. government has been surreptitiously suppressing its price for 80 years, I think that gold has significant prospects for much higher prices within a few years. However, in my judgment, silver has far better prospects than gold. Like gold, new supplies have not kept up with demand for most of the past two decades. Prices for both tend to move in the same direction, though not to the same degree. But the silver market is much smaller in dollar terms than gold. When prices fall, silver declines by a greater percentage than gold. In rising markets, silver far outperforms gold. To help identify better value, analysts examine the ratio between the gold and silver prices. In my mind, I anticipate that the long-term gold-silver ratio will be under 40, meaning that the price of gold will be less than 40 times that of silver. Recently, the gold-silver ratio exceeded 85 for the first time since the early 1990s. With industrial demand for silver increasing for use in antibacterial and environmental protection and efficiency applications, I consider the purchase of silver at today's near multi-year low prices to be almost a sure thing for future appreciation. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.